Welcome to episode 100.
Episode 100.
What was wrong with how I said it?
Of Suicide Pact.
We're doing video for the first time. If you're a patron, see how this works out. Yeah, so that's it. The end of the show.
Good night, everybody. We did it 100 times.
Rush Limbaugh died on our anniversary of Suicide Pact.
What do you think that means? Jeffrey Epstein died on my birthday.
On your 40th birthday, Jeffrey Epstein passed away.
And Rush Limbaugh died on the day of our 100th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day is the day of our 100th episode if we keep putting it off.
That's true. It was supposed to come out yesterday. I don't give a fuck about Rush Limbaugh. It's just because I don't know much about him. I'm more of a, you know, I know a lot about like the hateful Fox News guys.
Yeah. Was he never Fox News? I just assumed he was.
I'm sure he was a guest a billion times over. But he was more crazy. Like he's like wacky.
I don't know.
Like
anything
Glenn
about
Beck
him.
Was like a radio guy too, where they just like spout off like insane shit. It's funny because these guys don't know anything, you know?
Yeah.
They're not funny enough to be like shock jock comedians, and they're not informed enough to be even right wing pundits. So they're these like in between, just running their mouths, kind of just your fucking goofy uncle at a barbecue, just like cornering you, you know?
Yeah, and everyone now is like, I'm glad he's dead. Like it was fucking.
Well, it's good he's dead. I'm glad he's dead.
You're not glad
he's dead?
I don't know anything about him. When you said Glenn Beck, that made me realize. I was like, oh yeah, I thought they were all the same person.
Right.
Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, like they're all.
Here are some greatest hits for Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
Limbaugh. He said that Michael J. Fox was faking Parkinson's.
True.
That is actually true. He said he had a song with a word in it that I will not repeat.
Ooh.
Called to the tune of, it was a song to the tune of Puff the Magic Dragon, but the lyrics were Brock the Magic.
Are you serious?
It wasn't the.
Ian, are you serious right now?
It's not the ER.
Bam?
It's the.
Is that real?
It's the O.
The O?
Yeah. Knee.
Oh.
Get it?
Yes.
So yeah, that was a song. It's funny too because I was watching all these videos trying to find like the wackiest shit he said, and he would do something crazy, and then he would immediately apologize for it. So for every crazy thing he said, you also get an apology.
So that's
just funny.
I mean, that the apology makes it seem like he's like coked out or something.
Well, he was on Oxycontin.
Because wouldn't he be like more chill if he was on Oxy?
I don't know.
It just makes me think that you can see, like, you know, when you listen to a band and you can hear the Beatles in there,
yeah,
or like whatever influence. I see Steven Crowder, and now you can see his influence.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing. He's just like born of these. That song is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's playing in my
head.
There
were a lot of things he said where I was just like, maybe I'm just not offendable, but it just seemed like edgelord comedy shit, and a lot of it, we were just watching Tough Crowd, a lot of it seemed like, oh, that would be fine on Tough Crowd as like a joke. The problem is when the person's not a comedian,
yeah,
and it just reads different, it hits different.
And also he's trying to,
the
n-word edgy.
Hits different when
when Rush
a big
Limbaugh
fat white
says
guy says it. Yeah, what are the other things he said? There are a couple of things he said where I was like, well, that's just true.
Really?
Well, he said that women live longer than men because their lives are easier. And that was, that was on, like, I kept seeing it and all these like collections of the worst things he's ever said. And I'm like, there are worse things, you know?
Yeah.
I think like mostly he was just like a fear monger and a liar, and he whip people up into a frenzy and stuff. And, oh, there's one thing that was horrible.
Wait, You did so much Rush Limbaugh research. Can I just
say? Yeah, I was trying to find something to talk about.
For a second, I don't have my glasses on. I can't really tell. The camera is already so distracting, but like my legs are closer to the camera, so it looks like I have giant legs.
You do have giant legs.
Tiny, tiny body.
You have a disease. You have the. You ever go?
Like, if anybody is a Patreon subscriber, they've never seen me before. They're gonna be like, I didn't know she was a fucking circus freak with big legs and a tiny.
You ever go to the Midwest and you see like giant people who have those like that disease that makes your legs like tree trunks? You
know what I have.
Yeah, that's what you have. Where you don't have, you have no ankles anymore. It's just like this like log. What is that? It's like liquid or something.
When I was a lifeguard.
Fine, don't answer the question.
No, but this is exactly, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but this is relevant. When I was a lifeguard, there was a little girl who would come in and swim every day who had, was totally normal, except she had one Hulk arm. Like,
really?
From here to her hand, it was huge. She was like.
Like muscular?
That's the thing. I don't know what it was. It's like, it's just like extra tissue.
Not the thing, the Hulk.
Okay. Don't laugh at that. I don't know what it is, like fat or muscle or what, but it was the entire.
She's like rookie of the year.
95%
funky butt loving.
A regular like 9-year-old girl, and then like Andre the Giant's forearm and hand. It was crazy.
That seems like an exaggeration.
Ian?
Who's Ann? Ann?
You're my best girlfriend, Ann. Ann? I'm telling
That's
you.
What black girls used to call me in high school. Or Ian?
Ian?
Ian. Ann. They couldn't pronounce it. Anyway, what else did Rush Limbaugh say?
Oh, you said there was something that Rush Limbaugh said that was actually really bad. The
I
big
almost
reveal.
Didn't want to bring this up because I like...
Because
okay,
you love him so much?
Because I love him so much. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, a man should not be judged by his worst day. And where he wrote an entire song about a sitting president, called them the N-word.
I think Patrick Schroeder tweeted that, like, just because a man lived every day of his life as a piece of shit doesn't mean he should be remembered that way after death.
I saw Bill O'Reilly tweeted out something about, like, people are disrespecting Rush Limbaugh on here, and I'm like, dude, this is a preview of your death. Like, that's the one I'm going to celebrate.
You're
I know we've
be
said
lighting
this,
off fireworks.
Oh, I swear to God, I'm throwing a party. I think I've said that before. Yeah. We talked in this podcast about, like, I don't know, it's kind of gauche to celebrate people's deaths, but that's a guy I have had personal experiences with, and he is worse than you can possibly imagine. I know Rush Limbaugh was like a shithead. I don't know about his personal life. He's addicted to Oxycontin while simultaneously talking about how we should increase, you know, sentencing for drugs
okay.
and stuff. So he's a shit, but Bill O'Reilly is like a terror, like a real evil force in the world.
Yeah,
and not that Rush Limbaugh wasn't, but he was just like a pinch goofier than O'Reilly.
Yeah, like a little less
evil.
Yeah.
But he's still also evil. Anyway, I saw this tweet that said Rush Limbaugh I guess in the 80s would list off all the people who had died from AIDS, all the gay people who died from AIDS, and then like play horns and like applause and stuff. And I saw that tweet and then I was like looking at the responses and people were like, there's no evidence of this. And then somebody figured out or somebody tracked down his apology. It was written, though, and it wasn't sourced. So that's the reason I want to bring
How
it
do
up.
You
because
write that down? Sorry for he playing said it was, horns and a chorus line for AIDS victims.
And he called it the Rock Hudson disease, oh which God. I don't even understand
Rock
as a slur.
Rock Hudson was a Hollywood actor who was secretly gay.
Okay.
Like from the 50s, 60s, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
That's real fucked up.
Yeah, that's like next level.
That makes
because they consider themselves like comedians too, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
And it's it doesn't work.
when your intention like really is evil, it's just not funny anymore. You know, like we've heard people say the edgiest stuff in the world, but it's like, that's our buddy who's harmless and really kind to people.
If he
like,
hates gay people, he's a good hang, you know?
But like,
it's different.
But he's that there's like no other point than to just be hateful and evil.
Yeah. So then when somebody like that dies, we've had this exact same conversation. Who were we talking about? Who else? Who?
Chris Christie.
Chris Christie.
When he got coronavirus.
Oh, right. Do we celebrate his death? It's interesting because Chris Christie is a huge like opportunist piece of shit who doesn't stand for anything and is like, well, you know, back a ridiculous candidate for president just because you think you're going to get in there somehow. And it's despicable. Mm-hmm. But Rush Limbaugh really created an archetype of like a racist, shitty right wing boomer.
He's a
trailblazer. He really is. He like,
was he the first one?
I think so. I think all that talk radio stuff predates Fox News and all that, you know.
Credit where credit's due. I really am jealous and admire somebody who can just talk.
Be that like openly just say their feelings. I'll finish your sentence. We've been together for so long, 100 episodes. I can just finish her sentences. Catherine wants to be able to
scream slurs.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd like to go to the
N-word with a hard O.
Yeah, when you said it's a slur for Barack Obama, but you're like, no, with an O. I was like, I mean, I still
I don't
can't
know if
say
it is.
What I was thinking,
is that a slur?
I was like, with an O at the end. That's insane. Yeah, I mean, let's not. Let's just to be safe. But I don't, yeah. Remember that movie that came out? The James Baldwin?
Yes. We were like, one ticket for I'm not your, I'm going home now. Thank you very much. Never mind.
I am not your,
We were living in Harlem, or I was living in Harlem.
Yeah, it was the Magic
the
Johnson Theater.
Yeah.
And we were like, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should just stay home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Puff the magic. N-word. What the fuck?
I am not your best Marigold Hotel, please.
I am not your N-word. Thank you. One for N-word, please.
What if you thought that was the N-word? I am not your N-word.
I'm not your N-word. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, what do you say? You just go to the kiosk. That's
you
what
don't
you do.
Go to the movie. That's
you don't
it.
Go to the movie. You stay
just,
home.
This, yeah, you rent it on Apple a year later like we did.
Yeah. I feel like I saw a lot of stuff because the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem, it's on 125th Street, so they play like the blackest movies. And I saw a lot of black movies there. And, you know, there's always one part in a very black movie where they talk about how white people are bad.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? And what? Then the whole theater just like just loud noise as they shift towards you.
Just like, hello.
And you're like, I am so high.
Sorry.
Why did I come to this?
Watching, going to that movie theater for the premiere of Black Panther was incredible.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, that was a good one. Everybody was dressed up and stuff.
But like really dressed up.
Right. Everybody's in dashikis and shit. They were selling dashikis in the lobby.
It was really cool.
What did I write down? I just wrote down. I mean, we could talk a little bit about what's happening in the comedy world on Twitter and stuff. I think it'd be fun for people to know that if you go right now to Twitter and looked up the clubs, The Stand, looked up Stand Up New York, and also looked up a guy named Seth Simons, you could spend all day reading about the fucking batshit crazy stuff that's going on in New York right now.
All
the infighting.
You probably can't because you're going to go to Seth Simons' page and find out that
you're blocked
for following like Tim Dillon or something.
Or following us.
No, we're blocked for, I mean, I'm sure.
But it's
he
like
has
a
no
chain, right? Like there's a certain amount of people.
Yeah, I think we're part of the chain, though. We're not like any direct link.
I did tweet some stuff about him once, though.
Me too.
Well, there you go.
But it was very passive aggressive. I don't think you'd be able to search it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, people are fighting over what?
I don't know. Like there was that original article about how everybody in comedy is a Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
And then people started coming at the clubs for having shows when coronavirus is going on. Anyway, I just think it's like, it's so embarrassing just watching these people go at it.
Yeah, as soon as you start engaging.
For nothing. Just these insane, like long fights, these threads where nothing is accomplished. Nobody is owned. You know what I mean? Nobody lands a punch. Everybody's just calling each other, adult people, just calling each other losers and idiots and...
Nazis.
Nazis, of course, Nazis.
I didn't tweet this because I think it would, I don't know, maybe work well as a cartoon, but the analogy I keep thinking about is, say you really want to go get an ice cream cone and you wait outside the ice cream store, but all the ice cream makers are fighting over who's a fucking Nazi and no one's making any ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's weird to me because they're, you know, comedians in general are kind of obnoxious people and everybody's just trying to be the coolest, smartest person in the room. So that everybody's just like kind of putting themselves above other people and running their mouths all the time and making little jabs and quips and stuff. And you come to expect that from people. And there's some people in the comedy community that are awful at it and they're obnoxious and they never shut the fuck up and they're contrarians. And we all learn to ignore those people to a degree. A lot of them have followings. But the bookers are supposed to shut the fuck up. You're supposed to be like business owners. You're supposed to be like the gatekeepers who, you know... We have to be able to have some level of respect for you. Otherwise, we're not going to perform or audition for you.
Oh, you know? Yes, we are.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I...
Perform and audition wherever will take us.
I'm not going to show anybody any respect anymore, though. Like, I have... These people are now engaging in this shit and posting GIFs and calling people losers and stuff.
I agree with you.
And it's just like, oh, what a bad look, you know?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be the ones... Like the lion tamers, the ones like, okay, guys, now everybody calm down. We got a show to put on. And it's just, they just all look so goofy trading insults with the lowest common denominator of comedian.
Man, the amount of cry laughing emojis when it's just adult men like shaking with rage at their desk or just on their phone or whatever. Like, yo, okay, bro, cry laughing emoji, cry laughing. Actually, you're the Nazi cry laughing emoji.
40-year-old men using... internet slang.
Oh yeah,
this ain't it, you're my reply guy.
Somebody tell me a joke before I die.
Right, you tell me a joke. Go.
Oh, me?
Yeah. This is the part, this is the funny part we'll put on TikTok, this video, because this thing you're about to say is going to be poignant, is going to be clever, topical, but yet evergreen.
Okay.
And it's going to appeal to a younger generation.
Okay.
While simultaneously, you know, not giving a nod to generations past so that millennials don't feel excluded. And, you know, if a boomer happens upon it, they'll respect it on account of how thoughtful it is.
Okay.
So go ahead and do that. And it's got to be under 15 seconds.
All right.
So it grabs people. I'm gonna get a beer.
You know, coronavirus. Have you guys thought about how coronavirus is like the beer? What? Corona.
Oh, I get it. Anybody thought of that?
Hey, maybe you should get some coronavirus and Lyme's disease.
There you go. Whoa, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. See you. Let me go on.
My dad may have tweeted that.
A lot of people tweeted that. Catherine, everybody tweeted that. That's the bit. You don't know your own bit.
I think I know what the
you
bit
don't know
is.
Your own bit.
I'll explain
to you. I'll mansplain to you your own bits.
Thank you.
You've been doing stand-up again. How's that going?
It's been going well. Guys, today I was introduced at the show as co-host of Suicide Pact, and somebody in the audience said, I've heard of that show.
Wow.
I was like, this is a huge milestone moment for me. It really was weird.
Yeah.
I was like, what? No, she said, I know that show. And I was like, no, you fucking don't. And I was like, I noticed you said you know it and not you listen to it. And she was like, I No, I listen to it. It helps me sleep, which I was like, fine, I'll take it.
People say the weirdest shit. I had a friend from growing up message me and was like, I listen to your podcast and my boss always comes in and yells at me to turn it off because she hates it. I'm like, what? She said, turn that satanic bullshit off.
Oh, so she listens to enough of it that she...
I guess so.
What's your friend's name?
Erica.
Hey, Erica's boss, eat my shit.
Yeah. That's how basically what I responded with. I was like, tell your boss to eat, kill themselves. Rock Hudson disease. Played a parody song called Barack
the... Okay, he really... I mean, the Rock Hudson disease thing and that song, he is a piece of shit, and I don't feel bad that... In general, in the abstract, it's bizarre to scroll through your phone in the middle of a pandemic and just see people celebrating the death of a human being. But if he made a career out of doing that, then perhaps we should play some horn music in honor of
right.
Rush. Is that his full name? Rush? Is that Rush short Limbaugh. For something? Crush?
I saw somebody tweet out, Rush Limbaugh. No, thank you. I'm not really into Greek culture. And they got thousands upon thousands of retweets and likes. And I'm like, what the fuck do I gotta do? You know?
I think you know the answer.
Yeah. Push my tits together.
Yeah, push your tits together.
Fine, I'll do it. What?
I was thinking about my tits.
What were you thinking about them?
I zipped up the...
You zipped up your nipple?
Too high. No.
You zipped your nipple off?
My nipple's really long.
You shake
my God.
Your pant leg and your nipple comes out?
That would be the all-female
reboot. The dog has weird nipples. Have you noticed that?
The all-female reboot of There's Something About Mary. She would zip her nipple off.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. See, when women get harmed, it's not as funny.
Or her, like,
labia.
Vagina.
Her labia flaps.
Yeah, her vagina flaps. That's the thing. Yeah. Like you said, nobody wants to see that. And not because it's gross, which it is, but like, it's just funnier to see a guy in pain than it is to see... I think we're a more...
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh was right.
A more empathetic culture than we realize sometimes. Like, for women anyway.
Well, yeah.
We like
of
women
course.
More.
Women are very... Like, women are our precious commodity.
We make
that we
life.
Protect.
You know, you guys just jizz everywhere.
You don't make anything. You didn't make a sandwich.
I could if I wanted to, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Do you guys like this tracksuit I got Catherine for Valentine's Day? Pretty good.
Check it out.
Nailing it.
I'm going to sit like this for the rest of the... No, I'm not.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to say?
Guys, are we living in the Matrix?
Oh, right. We watched a stupid fucking documentary called A Glitch in the Matrix.
Is that what it was called?
That's
really?
What it was called. When I read the name, I was like, bad.
Ooh, baby.
But I saw somebody, some like celebrity or something I follow, post a trailer for
was
it.
Was it Eric Andre?
Was it Eric Andre?
Well, okay. This is going to be a long walk, but we were watching... What's in My Bag, the Amoeba Records show. And Eric Andre mentioned, he picked some like documentary out. And he's like, my friend's a documentary filmmaker. His name is Rodney Asher. And I was like, that's the director of that terrible movie.
We
just watched.
The premise, which, you know, is a cool idea. Are we living in a simulation? You know, there's been all these papers written about it. Elon Musk talks about it all the fucking time. Cool, I'll dig into that. They start doing these interviews with these people who claim that we do live in a simulation, and then they start giving their reasons for why that's true, and they're like, when I walk down the street, like, sometimes people don't even pay attention to me, and in my mind, I'm like, they probably just go home and turn off. They're probably not even real.
Yeah, that's an NPC, right? Is that what the...
Yeah, non-playable character.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
wow, you are just so far up your own ass that you think anybody waiting for the bus who doesn't look at you is just not real.
Yeah, you start to realize, like, these people think, like, okay, they're in a simulation, and they're the only fucking one.
Yes.
And the rest of us are just sprites.
Creations in their world.
Right.
Which
is so obnoxious.
I'm sorry, but I can't get on board with. I also...
They were just, like, fucking autistic
they
dorks.
Had no credits. Everyone's credit was that they've never gotten off the internet.
Right.
There was just no... There was no, like... psychologist or mathematician or maybe one or two, but for the most part, also everyone had these like cartoon persona,
yeah, like avatars,
yeah,
like filters, like Instagram filters, so they all look like a robot or a monkey or whatever. I thought it was an interesting choice, but it never paid off. So you never saw anybody's face. Everybody was just like filtered, but nobody was. It never the Chiron never said like author or quantum physicist or whatever.
No,
it's always
just like Redditor.
Yeah.
That was all it was.
And they were all like, you know, I spent my 20s playing video games 24 hours a day. Sometimes I would stay up for days on end with my friends playing video games.
No.
And then one day it just struck me, what if everything's a video game? The fuck?
Good job.
You're just like video games. Why am I watching this?
The one interesting part that I wish was way longer was speeches by Philip K. Dick.
Yes.
Remember that?
That was cool.
He was absolutely positive that he had like already lived the life he was living. There were like multiple facets to this. It was definitely a simulation.
Right.
But then he would like test it out.
No, but he also thought that he somehow broke through and was able to access other, I think what he was saying, other simulations. So like that,
ew.
He's a science fiction writer, so he wrote like, all kinds of shit. Minority Report, these were all books first.
Mm-hmm.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where, got Total Recall.
Fool's Gold.
And
Friends with Benefits.
What's the one where everybody's a Nazi?
Valkyrie.
The Man in the High Tower. Would you please
you
help the show?
I don't know.
Please. The Man in the High Tower. So The Man in the High Tower is about an alternate reality where we lost World War II and like the Nazis and Japan took over America. And he believes that he actually accessed that timeline at some point.
Oh, yeah. That's when I... Was I drunk?
Usually are. You usually are.
Because I said something and you looked at me. I said, well, to be fair, Italian and Japanese culture is pretty cool.
Oh, that's not what you said. You were said something along the lines... First of all, you said German. And you said, it'd be pretty cool if Germany took... If Germany won World War II or
no,
something like that.
No,
I think that's what you said
no,
verbatim.
No, that's not
yes,
what I said, Ian.
Yes, you did. And I was like, did
no.
Rush Limbaugh walk in here? And then you started going,
that's not what I said.
Puff the
I
magic.
Said, I said Japan and Italy are cool cultures. And
I'm sure you said German.
Well, it would have had to be all three, right?
Yeah, but you led with German, I think.
No.
I don't think you said Italy.
I think you said
Germany
Italy.
And Japan.
No.
Wrong. Anyway, it was a weird thing to say. You're like,
you looked at me like, what are you implying? I was like, I don't know anymore. I'm sorry.
You were implying that.
No, I wasn't implying anything. I was implying that I like garlic bread and robots, okay?
And pretzels.
And pretzels. And beer.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so if
right.
the Axis,
6 million
if
Jews
the
have
Axis
to die
powers
for...
had won World War II, we'd have garlic knots and robots and beer all the time. That's
right.
All.
Yeah, I mean, that's not such a bad price to pay, you know.
I was kidding. And I wasn't kidding at all, actually. I didn't mean it.
When that show came out, The Man in the Whatever Tower...
Mm-hmm.
The High Tower. They did this like marketing campaign in New York where they wrapped the subways in swastika ads. So you would be like getting off of work and waiting for your train and the train would pull up and it looked like it was going to Auschwitz. It's just covered in swastikas.
Oh my God.
And who greenlit this idea?
Do you think it was like way too late when they realized it was a bad
idea? I don't know. It'd be like one train's all Family Guy, and then the next one's just fucking swastikas. They stopped doing it completely. You don't see the outside ads anymore.
That's insane. I don't remember that, to be honest. I don't think I ever got on a swastika.
You might not
train.
Have been living in New York at that point.
I was in elementary
back in
school.
Philly. Do you ever get frustrated when people are like, I don't know, you watch some behind the scenes comedy thing and they're like, oh, it's my second year in New York. That first year I really struggled, but now,
yeah, now
I'm
the
here.
Head writer on fucking yeah. SNL.
Right.
And I just got passed at the Cellar.
It was touch and go there for 3 months. Try year 13, motherfucker. Still fishing roaches out of my toasted oats or whatever.
God damn it. Go I forget what I was going to say. Something, I think, about crashing. I know they had to like speed the process along, but that's exactly how crashing went. He is opening for Bill Burr by episode
three. Right. He decides he wants to be a comedian.
He does an open mic at the Boston. Or like, does he ever do an open mic? Doesn't he just like...
No, he does a lot. He's at the Pear all the time.
Okay.
Remember he calls them his shows?
Yeah.
That's such a weird show on so many levels. I don't know if it was necessarily a bad show. Although you're right. It was all about like Pete Holmes hanging out with Bill Burr and Sarah Silverman and getting pussy. Is
yeah.
like,
and but you don't realize
day two
it.
Of my comedy career. He's just so fucking funny that he has all these experiences. And it's just not every comedian watching that was just screaming like, "What the fuck?" First of all, he's 40 when he starts.
I know,
and everybody's just like welcomes him with open arms. This is a young man's fucking game. Yeah. If you don't get in young, everybody's like, "Ew, the old man's here."
Get him his wheelchair.
Yeah.
Well, at least they canceled it.
Right. And so, that roast battle episode really pissed me off.
That's what I was going to bring
like
up.
The way they think roasting works is you like get your opponent and then 10 minutes later you go on stage and you're supposed to have all
yeah.
these zingers. It just at every turn it was like, what the fuck? And the locations of stuff, you know, the fact that it was at, they made it to the Cellar
Gotham.
Or something. No, was it Gotham?
It was the upstairs room at Gotham, like the main room. It was huge.
I thought it was the Village Underground. Who knows?
I know. It was Gotham.
I don't think so. It wasn't Gotham.
Are we living in a simulation?
What do you think?
No, I think that would be so Oh, I don't care. I don't know, but I don't... What difference does it make? Because I still have to get up and do my job, and if I don't, I get fired.
Right. Well, yeah, but like the point, that's all definitely true. But the point of the movie would have been cooler if they, first of all, played that science fiction guy's stories like they did. That was a cool part.
Yeah.
But then like dug into the idea, like the physics of it, you know?
Yes.
Like when they touched on it briefly about how like statistically we probably are into simulations. Like, oh, tell me more about that, you know? I know that it doesn't ultimately affect anything, but it'd be fun to learn about.
Elon Musk said that the, however he calculated this, the chances that we are not living in a simulation are like 17 billion to one or something.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Something about how like... I don't know. I'm not going to try to explain it. But I would have liked to learn more about that instead of like these guys are like, well, probably I'm the only guy that's alive. And because when I walk down the street, nobody talks to me unless I talk to them. And then that triggers their programming to talk to me. It's like, well, you're a weird video game addicted narcissist. That's it.
You can't imagine. It's like a baby. What is it? Object permanence. As soon as they don't see something, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wild.
Did we watch another documentary or no?
The OnlyFans documentary.
Oh yeah.
Now that's something.
Right. Just a bunch of people showing hole on the internet.
That was yet another one that had so much potential to be. The Matrix,
did it though?
No, the Matrix one had potential to be interesting. This one had potential to be like, this is gonna piss me off, and I'm excited for it.
Right,
and it was just
yeah.
like boring. The people weren't even like annoying enough to be like hateable or interesting. They were just.
Yeah, I guess
I mean,
right.
They picked the most run-of-the-mill looking.
But don't, I don't know. I kind of felt like that's who these people are. They're just kind of duds, you know?
Yeah.
They have to, they're self-obsessed. They have to show their ass. Like, what else do you expect from them?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it was interesting casting.
All these people, I think that's what we learned from all these documentaries, whether it be that Instagram documentary that came out or that other documentary about Instagram influencers with the guy with the pink hair that we watched. These people are just the lives they create from themselves are manufactured. They're nothing. So when you know, what do you want from them? They leave it out there on the field. It's all on their pages, you know?
Right.
If you want to see them be interesting, you have to see them all touched up and
yeah,
posing.
And you have to like it makes you realize that their entire persona is like what you project on them. Like, you create...
Right, they're a blank page.
Everything that happens around them. When you watch behind the scenes, you're just watching some sad girl in Iowa eat IHOP to go with her mom.
Right, and then shake her fucking giant ass. I don't even know who would pay for that. I would pay not to see it again. Dude.
Oh my God, what if it's... you're just making me realize there are people you could pay to stay off of OnlyFans.
Yeah. I'm starting a GoFundMe. Pay me to not see my ass. There used to be a guy on the subway when I first moved to New York. He was a homeless dude and he had like this crazy hair and he had a saxophone he would walk on and he would just start going, bah, bah, bah. Okay, everybody give me a dollar. I'm going to keep doing this.
Oh, like the worst sound.
Yeah, he would pick like the, you know, the longest, whatever, between two stops. It was taking, take like 6 minutes or something.
Oh, God.
He would just make noises until you paid him off.
What a piece of shit.
Right?
We should do that. We should just make this podcast worse and worse until people pay us to stop.
No, because everybody would just stop watching it. We got to figure out a way to like inject it into people's brains.
Interesting.
Like some kind of, I don't know. Hack. So anyway, speaking of OnlyFans and TikTok and all these places, you know, the popularity of big asses has led to these, I guess they're like leggings, but they have like a seam in the ass
like
crack.
A push-up bra for your ass.
Yeah,
right?
Kinda. But it like goes into your, you know what I mean? Like it's almost like a built-in thong.
Yeah.
So that it goes, like you ever see like a drawing of a superhero and it's like, how is the fabric clinging to them like that? You know, that doesn't make any sense. How would it go like under the boob or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
This is actually built to do that, to go into the crevices. And I saw this fucking woman, and not to body shame this disgusting pig, but I saw this one. Yeah, I was just trying. You're just joking. But but this woman had those leggings on, walking out of the subway, walking up the stairs, and I got to walk behind her because it's crowded, you know?
Oh, this
and
is real
just,
life.
Yeah, and just every fucking, it goes all the way up her ass. So you're just looking at a naked ass, but now it's bright pink, you know?
Yeah.
And then just every divot and fucking scar, you know, razor
it's
nick
that thin?
It is so thin, but then it also goes up in the ass, so it's just, it's ghastly, it's ungodly. it's so insane, like going back to the OnlyFans thing, and I guess there's a market for it, so I can't knock these people are making like $1,000 a week or something, but it's just so weird to treat your body like shit. Like you said, IHOP to go.
That's just something that really happened.
But then also sell it as a commodity.
People like it. She's very popular.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess that at least that woman had like the world's biggest ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I just don't understand the concept. Unless it's like somebody you went to high school with and you're curious, like paying money to see like the most regular ass lady you see at the supermarket.
That's what that, besides, like you said, that woman was like extra large, and that's like a attractive thing or like a fetish, whatever, for a lot of people. She's really popular, and that makes sense because it's like unique. But the rest of that OnlyFans documentary really made me understand that there's almost like a fetish for regular looking people,
right,
like not
yeah.
not quite ugly, but
obtainable.
Like, I guess that must be what
I
it
think
is.
You think like, yeah, I'm gonna slide into the DMs and it's gonna be, I mean,
yeah.
they're gonna be happy to have me.
I guess that
weird.
It's like, it's really intimate and it seems like it's not actually a porn star. It really does seem like you're peeking in on your neighbor or something.
Right. But you're right, though. There is a market for everybody because they also had the frozen-faced MILF with the duck lips, you know.
She won MILF of the Year
right?
or something.
Sure.
She was very hardworking.
How do you win MILF of the Year? You got to, like, people got to fuck you, but you also have to be, like, a caring mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, how are you that good of a MILF?
You can cook.
Yeah. Make
meatloaf. But then they had the guy who was shredded. So he takes, like, that guy, all he does is work on himself. He just exercises constantly. He's just completely
yeah.
ripped, like, every muscle. I said he looked like a million butts.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't appealing.
He did.
I have a bit about this, but,
he
like,
did too much.
Shredded white guys. I saw, again, I remember where I saw this, because I was telling you about this, but I watched the Zack Snyder trailer for Justice League.
Okay.
And there's a part where Superman has his shirt off, and he's fucking Superman, and he's built like Superman, but he's still like a pink white guy, and it's like, I don't know. There's like, when pale white guys get to a certain level of jacked, it doesn't work. I don't know. It doesn't turn me on. I see like a ripped black guy, sure, sign me up.
You've
but.
Used the term powdery, which
yeah,
really
yeah.
drives it home. It's like, they look a little sick, and they're
yeah.
like, so what are you doing? It doesn't make sense when you look at them. You're like, you're not going outside.
Right, that's it. It's confusing to your brain because
yeah.
somebody, like say our caveman, the caveman part of our brain, thinks like, in shape, outside.
Yeah.
You hunt. You know.
Right. You like, you work outside.
You work outside. Yeah. So it's like people that have been inside and shielded from the sun should be a little doughy.
Yeah. It's like, what are you lifting?
Your brain puts those two things together. So when you see like a shredded monster dude who's just like, you know, a vampire, it's gross.
They're up to something.
Right. So we're just doing our bits now.
I had something else to say about, oh, and then there was a woman, a reporter,
yeah,
who spoke to these sex workers. It is, I think sex work is a spectrum.
Yeah,
you know,
like autism.
If there are people.
Or gender.
If there are people who have to fuck to survive out on the streets in like a really dangerous area, and then there are people who finger themselves in their bedroom in their parents' mansion.
Yeah.
Those are just, they're different things, and they can fall under the umbrella of sex work, but some people, whatever. Anyway.
No, I agree with you. There should be another term, because there's all these people fucking co-opting the term sex work when people are, you know, getting
yeah.
butt-fucked under a bridge.
I do think sometimes people appropriate the struggle along with the term.
Yes. That's why there should be a new term, because it's a completely different thing.
Like
if you're getting naked on the internet, it's different. I could almost buy, like, porn star. Like, I don't know why
yeah.
everybody's a star. Porn actress, actor. Fine. Even if you're not getting fucked, if you're naked, you know, erotic acting or something. But sex work? What? Where's the fucking work?
I mean, the fact that you're getting money for it makes it a job, I guess.
Yeah, and it's sexual, but
yeah.
if you're naked, I don't know. And some of these people go, I don't know. I don't
no,
even
it's
want
a technical,
it.
On a technicality, they're right. Anyway. It's a debate for another time, but there was this reporter who was talking about how she interviewed all these sex workers and why people have so much disdain for people who have OnlyFans accounts is because we live in a patriarchal society and that we hate to see women having agency over their bodies.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do I hate that guy though?
Right.
Why does he annoy me?
Isn't that such a frustrating thing? Like, people get to decide where your hate comes from.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. My hate is pure.
Yeah, right? It's a equal opportunity hate.
Sure. Yeah, it's not gender based. Yeah. I think you're a little bit of a narcissist if this is what you landed on. And at the very least, I mean, I don't know, maybe if you admit, like, yeah, I like easy money. Who gives a fuck? It's a scam.
Yeah.
You go, hey, I like this guy, you know, or lady.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I just think that, I don't know. Yeah, I think the attitude at the end of the day of a lot of these people is what didn't sit right with me.
I think episode one of this podcast, we talked about that lady who was selling her poop.
Yeah.
And I heard an interview with her. She's like, hey, if they're willing to buy it, fuck them.
Exactly.
I don't know. I just bought a new house.
And I recall saying on the podcast that I respect that. And you said, do you? And I was like,
well,
ah.
I don't know. You know, it's not the most respectable thing, but like it is. More palatable than people who are like, I'm a sex worker and I'm doing God's work. Iggy smells like a sex worker.
Iggy, are you a sex worker?
Oh, she's farting on me.
Iggy, yeah, and she's looking you right in the eyes while she's doing it.
Yeah, she's mean.
Okay, so we...
What do you think? Does this video add anything to the podcast? I don't think
it
does.
Well, we're not moving much.
The only way I would say that this would benefit us is if we put it on YouTube and then people could throw it up on their YouTube, you know, because I listen to podcasts that way sometimes too.
Yeah.
But like this doesn't add anything.
This is even less than just like watching two people on Joe Rogan with headphones, you know?
Right.
Like,
it is really nothing.
We just melted into the couch. What a fucking waste of your time.
We could do one where, like, the other thing I was thinking.
Yeah.
We could both be on our laptops on like Zoom. Mm-hmm. And then it could like switch back and forth between us.
Okay.
That might be a little bit more dynamic.
It's gonna be real grainy, but yeah.
Why would it be grainy?
Just the quality of the laptop camera.
Use I suppose your head, so. Ian. Well, this is on a fucking phone, so I don't think it's that much better.
I think it looks pretty good.
Oh my God, eat shit. But if we said something funny, we could turn it into a TikTok or something, but we haven't done that.
Unfortunately, we haven't.
This episode.
Got in there yet.
100 episodes, diminishing returns. What do you guys think?
Should we call this diminishing returns?
Diminishing returns, yeah.
I had such high hopes.
What? For the podcast in general?
You
know what's so frustrating about the podcast?
What?
As a whole, is how many times have you heard like really funny people you respect go, hey, listen to your podcast. Surprisingly great. It's very funny. And you go like, well, what do I got to do for you to spread the word, you know? For everybody to spread the
word.
We've
had people.
For it to take off.
Yeah, I don't know. That was heartening a little bit that somebody in the audience of the show tonight had heard of it and listened to it. That was cool.
Did you talk to them after or anything?
No, because they stay on the roof and there's no like green room or backstage or anything. I just wanted to leave.
Well, write in and tell us if you're that audience member. Because you're probably lying.
You're probably asleep right now. Because this is your white noise machine, apparently.
I think she was lying.
Why?
Because. I don't know.
Maybe she got it mixed up with the Suicide Buddies.
Yeah.
That goddamn podcast.
Arrival podcast.
That's much more popular. Because they have guests and they talk about interesting stuff.
And they're like British or something?
Probably. No, I don't think so. I think they're just guys. I think their whole thing was like talking about suicide earnestly.
Oh yeah, like, I mean we do that. We say we do it. Kill yourself.
Mental health.
Mm-hmm. Don't lean on me. What do you think? Is that enough podcast?
Probably. How much time have we done?
Like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
should we play a game? Should we wait at the same time? Say the name of your favorite fan who's reached out to tell you how much they love the podcast.
Okay.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Your
Ben.
Dad. Ben. I like Ben, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Ben's pregnant.
All right. That's it.
Okay.
Till next time. Hail
Goodbye,
Satan.
Bye, everybody. Hail Satan.